Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. On this pleasant Sunday afternoon, May 15th, the polka party with the TKO band from Baltimore is just about to begin at the Associated Polish Home. Come on out. You'll have a great time. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to WWDB 860 AM and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program, a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And we'll begin today with Stachurski and Pójdę w tango. I'm gonna dance the tango.
Już wiem, co mam dziś w planie. Jakbym wygrał pięć baniek, więc ruszam tu na balet. Znajomi już witają mnie, ubram. Ktoś znowu puścił famę, że wracamy nad ranem, więc barman nie polewaj lepiej nam. Co chwilę tu DJ przygrywa nam fajnie. Czuję się dobrze, niczym w Buenos Aires. Nie chcę nic więcej robić pod tych tango, więc proszę o czas, bo dzisiaj pójdę, pójdę w tango i jedziemy. Dzisiaj pójdę, pójdę w tango. W górę ręce, wszyscy za mną.
Tango, z całą swoją bandą pójdę w tango. Jedziemy z tą balandą, pójdę w tango. Wszyscy teraz za mną, pójdę w tango. A ty?
My nie zwalniamy tempa, kolejna butla pęka, w tle jak orkiestra dęta. Idziemy tam, gdzie azymut to bar. Choć ucieka z portfela, dopiero się pozbiera. Ostatnie grosze, co zostały nam. Co chwilę tu DJ przygrywa nam fajnie. Czuję się dobrze, niczym w Buenos Aires. Nie chcę nic więcej robić pod tych tango, więc proszę. Przygrywa nam fajnie. Czuję się dobrze, niczym w Buenos Aires. Nie chcę nic więcej robić pod tych tango, więc proszę o czas, bo
dzisiaj pójdę.
Za mną pójdę w tango. A ty?
Opa!
Pójdę w tango.
And in the news, Hungary refused to endorse the European Union's proposed embargo on Russian oil during talks in Brussels on Wednesday, Poland's ambassador to the bloc told reporters. Andrzej Sadosz made the announcement after a meeting with his counterparts from across the EU in the Belgian capital. He told the media, Poland asked the French presidency of the EU, the European Commission, and Hungary to brief the meeting on the current state of talks on the oil ban. The head of the European Commission last week proposed a phase-out of Russian oil as part of a sixth round of sanctions against the Kremlin for its invasion of Ukraine. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban said at the time that this would be, quote, like an atomic bomb dropped on the Hungarian economy, end quote. Sadoš said on Wednesday Hungary is unable to approve the Russian oil embargo, even though the European Union promised to exempt the country from the ban for many years. He added that the ambassadors' meeting ended inconclusively due to Hungary's stance, the PAP news agency reported. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95. Expert catering, full service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
Has sprung at the Associated Polish Home with the grand opening of the Beer Garden on Saturday, May 14th, 2 p.m. There'll be music, Polish kitchen, a fully stocked bar, and good fellowship. Free admission, too. Beer Garden will be open thereafter, Fridays and Saturdays, weather permitting. And on Sunday, May 15th, from 2 to 6 p.m., the Spring Polka Party with the fabulous TKO band from Baltimore. Cash Bar, Polish Kitchen. For more information and reservations, call John, 215-906-1825. I repeat, 215-906-1825. And on the lighter side, a total of 112 singers from 28 countries have qualified for the 11th International Stanisław Moniuszko Vocal Competition, which will be held at Warsaw's National Opera from June 6th to June 11th. Stanisław Moniuszko was a leading 19th century composer who is known as the father of Polish national opera. His legacy includes a collection of more than 200 songs called Śpiewnik Domowy, the songbook for home use. The annual International Stanisław Moniuszko Vocal Competition was started in 1992 by Polish soprano and opera director Maria Fotin. Every 3 years, young artists from around the world gather in Warsaw to showcase their skills and abilities before a select group of music professionals. For many, the competition becomes a springboard to an international career, according to the competition's director, Beata Klatka. This year, Poles make up the largest group of contestants, followed by singers from Ukraine, Klatka said, adding that entrants from Russia had been banned. Russia's war against Ukraine broke out during the auditions, and so in consultation with the Ministry of Culture, we decided to exclude Russian musicians from this year's competition, said Klatka. The jury of this year's competition is expected to be joined by outstanding Polish soprano Izabela Kwasińska, baritone Mariusz Kwieczyn, and internationally acclaimed opera singer Ewa Podlesz. Past winners and finalists of the Moniuszko competition include world-renowned soprano Aleksandra Kuzak and countertenor Jakub Józef Orliński. And that concludes the news from Poland. Coming up next, the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene, after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today.
Czy szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne? Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower? Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe? Nie patrz daleko! zobacz ostatnio odnowioną, elegancką, belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, weseli, przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious Polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707.
Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, where today we note the following anniversary dates and historical figures in our Polish heritage calendar. Born in 1892, General Anders was captured by the Soviets in February 1940 and imprisoned in Moscow. When Hitler turned on Stalin in June 1941, Anders was released from the Lubyanka prison and given the task of forming an army from the survivors among the 1.5 million Poles who had been captured by the Soviets in 1939 or later deported to the Soviet Union. Anders led some 77,000 soldiers, accompanied by over 43,000 civilians who had suffered starvation in labor camps and gulags, out of the Soviet Union into Persia. In 1943, the Second Polish Corps, under General Anders' command, landed in Italy. After the war, the communist government in Poland deprived Anders of Polish citizenship and military rank. These were posthumously reinstated after the collapse of communism in 1989. One of the bloodiest battlefields of World War II, the Battle of Monte Cassino, was the Second Polish Corps' baptism by fire. The Poles proved their strength and courage, capturing the Monte Cassino Abbey. Later, they fought in the battles of Ancona, Bologna, and breached the Gothic line. After World War II, Anders refused to return to Poland, then a Soviet puppet state, which took his citizenship because of his ties to the Polish government in exile. In 1946, he became Inspector General of the Polish Forces in Exile and settled in Great Britain. His most spectacular success was victory in the Battle of Monte Cassino, Italy. And we'll pause here for this soldier song, most closely associated with the victory and the red poppies at Monte Cassino, Czerwone Maki.
Musicie, musicie, musicie za park wziąć i strącić go z tłum. Polską krew, po tych makach się żołnierz.
We're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today. St. John Paul II, Karol Józef Wojtyła, born May 18, 1920, in Wadowice, Poland, died April 2, 2005, Vatican City. Beatified May 1, 2011. Canonized April 27, 2014, and his feast day is October 22nd, Bishop of Rome and head of the Roman Catholic Church, the first non-Italian pope in 455 years, and the first from a Slavic country. His pontificate of more than 26 years was the third longest in history. As part of his effort to promote greater understanding between nations and between religions, he undertook numerous trips abroad, traveling far greater distances than had all the other popes combined. And he extended his influence beyond the church by campaigning against political oppression and criticizing the materialism of the West. He also issued several unprecedented apologies to groups that historically had been wronged by Catholics, most notably Jews and Muslims. His unabashed Polish nationalism and his emphasis on nonviolent political activism aided the Solidarity movement in communist Poland in the 1980s and ultimately contributed to the peaceful dissolution of the Soviet Union in 1991. More generally, John Paul II used his influence among Catholics and throughout the world to advance the recognition of human dignity and to deter the use of violence. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with one of John Paul II's favorite Highlander tunes, Guralu Trichinie Żal, Aren't You Sad to Be Leaving the Highlands?
Many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzyzewski can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
TKO! TKO, yes! the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia invites you to their 5th annual Spring Polka Party, Sunday, May 15th from 2 till 6 p.m. Music by TKO, featuring the vocals of Eddie Biegaj the Bad Boy. They have the best Polish kitchen anywhere in Pennsylvania. For information, call John at 215-906-1825. That's 215-906-1825. Or you can email them, polishhome@gmail.com. That's polishhome@gmail.com. The Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia on Academy Road. You won't want to miss it.
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia, Polski Teatr Dramatyczny imieniem Adama Mularczyka zaprasza na komedię May Day. Mam jeden problem, dwie żony. Premiera sobota 21 maja o godzinie 18, dodatkowe spektakle 22 maja, 4 i 5 czerwca o godzinie 18. Bilety $25 do nabycia przed spektaklem Dom Polski 9150 Academy Road, Philadelphia. And the Polish Theater invites you to the comedy May Day. I have one problem, two wives. The premiere Saturday, the 21st of May at 6 p.m. and additional performances the 22nd of May, the 4th and 5th of June, also at 6 p.m. Tickets just $25 at the door at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road, Philadelphia. And as TJ signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to close, you'll be listening to Pavlo Humeniak, King of the Ukrainian Strings, and the Yagusha Polka, recorded at Columbia Records in 1937. Till next Sunday afternoon at 1:30, have a safe and wonderful week. See you at the Polka Party. Do usłyszenia.